This was a big play in the game when the game was still fairly close. The Rams were driving potentially for a touchdown. And there were some very interesting elements to this Vinnie Curry sack fumble. I want to start with the first one. Number one, you see the back in the backfield right here. Now, this is critical because as we clear the screen and roll it, what's going to happen? The back is going to shift out of the backfield, and we're now going to have Freezer for a sec here. We're now going to have Austin Davis in an empty set, no backs. That's critical to the way this play plays out. So, again, let's go a little closer, see what the Eagles do. A lot of movement. And so you see right now, now the play is set for the Eagles. What do they have? They have D'Amico Ryans in the A-gap. They have Nolan Carroll in the A-gap in their dime personnel package. This is very, very important. Why? Because you cannot let free A-gap rushers at your quarterback. And with no back in the backfield, what do the Rams have to do? They have to squeeze down inside, squeeze their offensive line inside to make sure that they can handle both Carroll and Ryans, because they don't know whether they're coming or not, but they have to protect as if they are. So what happens? They squeeze down inside, and here's Vinnie Curry. So there's no one now when they squeeze down inside to pick up Vinnie Curry, and you'll see that clearly as we clear the screen and let it roll. Right now, no one can block Vinnie Curry because there were no backs in the backfield. So a well-designed blitz scheme by the Eagles against a no-back set by the Rams produced a sack fumble, a turnover for the Eagles. Back to you guys.